I was just taught things. Weren't you taught things like that?
Dean has never had much time for training to be a scholar. So please, do not go asking him about Manifest Destiny or Watergate or Boston Common or any of those turning points in history. All right, laddie?
Of course. I'm sorry if I seem to be pompous or arrogant. Truly I am, Dean. Mr. Carter, can we come with you on this reconnaissance? I could lend Dean one of my ponies.
Ryan considered the request. If it had been Dean alone, then he would probably have allowed his son to come along. It wasn't a patrol that was likely to lead into a serious firefight, but Jamie Wayman was an unknown quantity. Then again, Ryan didn't want to risk alienating the Baron. At that moment, Wayman himself came into the dining room, walking slowly and unsteadily, with the aid of a stick. His complexion seemed even more pale than usual.
I am so sorry to have neglected you.
One of the serving women approached him.
What is your pleasure this morn, Baron?
Nothing for me, I think, Dorita. Though perhaps I could force down a lightly boiled egg whisked into a beaker of warm milk. Thank you.
Father!
The Baron lifted his hands to his ears with an expression of distress on his face.
Quietly, child. You know how excessive noise is intolerable to my senses. I heard the discussion, and I think that this is not a party for young boys, men of experience only. Do you agree with me on this matter, Mr. Carter?
Yeah, I do.
Then, that is settled. Bill Rainey takes the lead of the hunters. Three of our best and most experienced men will accompany him. And you, Mr. Carter, how many of your party will you take along with you?
Ryan looked around the table, knowing that most of the group would like to ride out for a morning's fresh air and exercise.
Risk of trouble. Guess I'll take the three most experienced of my men. Trader, JB, and Jack.
Chauvinist pig.
Sorry, Mildred. You know the rule about dividing your forces.
If you're just thinking about splitting your power, then don't do it. If you have to split your power, then cut it as near down the middle as you can.
Exactly.
How come the Baron doesn't get himself better breeding stock?
Trader was bouncing unhappily along on a sway-backed palomino that looked as if it had seen better days. Around 15 years ago. It was blind in one eye and had a deep sore weeping from the left front fetlock. Rainey was in the lead.
Time was he would. Like I said, when he started to get kind of unwell, he let the reins lie loose. It happens.
JB had his fedora tipped back to let the morning sunlight stream down onto his sallow cheeks.
A man who lets the reins lie loose opens his eyes and finds his horse has just run away with him.
Wish I'd said that, John Dix.
Oh, you will, traitor. You will.
A half mile behind them, a couple of nimble-footed ponies were picking their way along a parallel trail, a little higher up the face of the hillside, twisting and turning among the tall pines. The air was filled with the fresh tang of juniper and pinyon. The path splashed with bright puddles of sunlight among the darker shadows of the forest. The two boys were riding quietly along, Jamie leading the way. They had slipped away as soon as the main group had left through the gates on their wreck patrol. Dean was surprised how easy it had been for them to leave the ville. Jamie had told the careless sec man on guard that they were going out for an hour or so to exercise the ponies. The sentry had blown his nose, then opened the heavy gates for them without any further questions.
Poor security, Jamie. Do you truly think so? I must admit that I've never really thought about it. Father says that when I'm a few years older, that he'll get Bill Rainey to teach me about things like that.
You don't have a blaster?
No.
Jamie looked enviously at the big Browning high power on his companion's hip.
Can I carry that and have a shoot with it, please, Dean?
You greasing my pipe!
No! I've hardly ever seen such a beautiful piece of engineering workmanship.
It'd break your wrist if you fired it, if you weren't ready for it.
Oh, I do wish that you and your family could stay a while with me. There's so much that you could teach me, Dean.
Me teach you?
Of course!
Dean rode in silence for the next mile or so, locked into his own thoughts. Jack's horse stumbled over some loose rocks, nearly throwing the albino, but he kept his balance.
Et toi?
The animal was less fortunate, the accident resulting in a deep gash on one of its hind legs. They stopped for nearly an hour until the horse seemed to be recovered. Ryan had gone into the woods off the path to take a leak. Standing in the stillness, he was aware of the deep gouges on the bark of a nearby beech tree, where some animal had been sharpening its claws, or its tusks. It was about the right height for a large, muty pig. Ryan realized suddenly how quiet the forest had become.
Fire blast.
He quickly did up his pants and drew the 6-hour. There was a sinister, total silence. Several minutes passed before the noise came creeping back again.
Hear something?
Relaxed, Ryan rejoined the others.
That's more like it.
Jack saw him coming and strolled over.
Heard it here, too.
Yeah, got real quiet for a while.
Nothing. You?
You see anything, Jack?
No.
We passed a trail turning a little while after leaving the ville. Looked like it might run in the same direction as this one, higher up the hill. Maybe. Maybe not.
Think someone riding on that?
Shouldn't we have seen some sign of the main party? We've been riding for over 2 hours now. We must have covered 12 to 15 miles since we left the ville. Could we have passed them?
Doubt it. This trail joins the main track soon, by the old burned-out watermill. Oh, look, you can see it through the trees.
The gloomy, isolated building was made from quarried stone, covered in dark green lichen, almost the same color as the ville's livery. The roof had fallen in years earlier, showing the jagged stumps of beams and joists beneath tumbled slates. The great iron-bound water wheel had toppled from its mounting, lying on its side, water foaming past it in the narrow mill race. The glass had gone from all the windows, and the dark rectangles peered suspiciously at the two boys as they heeled their nervous ponies nearer.
I believe that it's the sound of the river that frightens the animals.
Yeah.
Dean peered down at the damp mud.
How come there's no tracks from their horses?
Jamie looked down vaguely.
Are there not any?
You can see there aren't, you stoop. Don't you even know what horse tracks look like?
No. Sorry, Dean. I mean, I'm really sorry, but I was never taught that sort of thing.
Look, we're going to be in some seriously deep shit when we get found out. Best we can do is go and hide in that old mill and keep watch. You reckon they'll come this way?
Jamie seemed to be on the edge of tears.
I think so, yes.
They tethered the ponies around the back where there was a cobbled yard, slick with spray from the mill race. Dean led the way inside the ruined building. There was a single moment when he suddenly sensed the taste of danger in the air, but it was too late. Something hit him on the side of the head, stunning him. Then his gun was snatched, and a sack was thrown over his head. The gold tooth in the mouth of the bald man gleamed in the dimness. Ryan reined in on the side of the hills, where the main trail wound down toward a ruined building.
Rainey, is that a mill?
Used to be. Hasn't worked in my lifetime.
Jack suddenly stood in the stirrups, looking back over his shoulder.
What?
One horse, pushed hard, from the ville.
Only one?
Yeah.
Must be some kind of message from the Baron. Maybe he wants us back.
But the messenger, astride an Appaloosa gelding, was Christy. They waited as she galloped up to them, her horse's flank streaked with sweat. Her own fiery hair was tangled, and there were burrs stuck in her clothes where she'd ridden hard and cut corners. She reined in, brushing pine needles from her thighs.
The boys have gone.
Why have you come to tell us? Why not one of the sick men? You got the Baron's best mount.
He was showing it to me in the yard out back of the ville when the word came that the boys had taken two ponies and vanished. Wayman asked if I could ride and told me where to go. Nobody else was around and ready.
Fire blast.
They following us? They need their asses reddened.
We stopped when Jack's horse went down. Better part of an hour wasted and lost.
Ryan suddenly remembered the odd stillness when he'd gone into the forest.
The trail that runs higher up.
Think they've taken that? The paths come together just down there. We can see from the tracks if they've come this way.
Christy, Baron Wayman sending out any reinforcements?
I don't think so, JB. He didn't seem too worried. Said it was a boyish prank.
Your son should know better, Ryan. Can't answer for that other boy.
Can't argue, traitor.
Ryan considered the options. They'd come a fair distance from the ville. If the brushwood people were still in the area, then they could, just possibly, be hunting out this far. It was a worrying thought with the two boys missing.